Leaf.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Friday the 13th, December 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, basically, about 4 hours ago, 5:30 this morning, the Senate chamber ended their legislative session. They worked all night long. And at 5:30 this morning on Friday, they finalized their legislative session. So I got a feeling most of the state senators are probably sleeping right now. They'll get up probably noon, 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then head home for the weekend. But before adjourning until next Wednesday, they're not coming in on Tuesday. They're going to work Wednesday. They passed out of the Senate chamber this morning packages of bills dealing with police reforms, public employee health insurance, which guarantees that both of these issues will remain live and be part of the mix that will come back next week, the last week of the lame duck session. This morning's moves represents the last day one chamber can move bills over to the other chamber to satisfy the state's constitution 5-day layover period. The Senate opted to blast through the entire night and continued to pass bills until 5:30 this morning. Last night, the House, well, they ended their session at 10 p.m., but they extended it for a Friday session, which they very rarely ever do. They're going to come back, well, started actually 37 minutes ago, 9 a.m., to finish their work on first House bills, quote unquote. What is first House bills? Those are bills that must be passed in the House first before they're sent over to the Senate. Well, because of the 5-day layover period, there's no need for the senators to be back on Tuesday, so they're not coming until Wednesday. Now, the legislative calendar then got changed. Because they're not in session on Tuesday, they're going to work Wednesday and Thursday and this coming Friday, December 20th. And then, I've never seen this. I have to be honest with you folks. I've never seen this in 12 years of covering Lansing. They're going to come back for a Monday session, Christmas Eve. The day before Christmas Eve, Monday, December 23rd, they're coming back to finish up their lame duck session. Next Tuesday, the Electoral College, the Republicans, will be meeting in the Senate chambers so that the Capitol is basically being shut down so those events can take place without any problems. Based on the way the legislative calendar is working, House working today, Friday, senators not able to vote on anything until Wednesday, December 18th. They're not going to be there, so guess what? Let's have the Electoral College electors meet in the Senate chamber. Let's finalize the electors being able to go to Washington, D.C., there ballots to go there on January 6th. January 6th, of course, is when the Democrat majority, I'm not sure if Kamala Harris, the vice president, will be in charge of that process. Why? Because she was the candidate against Donald Trump. So will it be another senator on the Democrat side? I have no idea. But basically, that's the new agenda calendar for this lame duck session. Pretty interesting. So one of the things I think that we need to look at is these bills and the process by which they're going to be moving through the House and the Senate and then sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. De-escalation techniques. No-knock warrants. Limitations to the shoot-through or around passed at 5:39 this morning. Senate passed part of a police reform package, which includes a ban on certain no-knock warrants and requires law enforcement agencies to adopt and review their use of force policies. The Senate approved 5:30 this morning, Senate bills 1091, 1092, and 1094. These were three of the Senate bills that were included with eight House bills. Each one of these bills passed in the Senate 21 to 12. 21 to 12. Okay, that's 33. Where are the other five senators? We have 38. Interesting. Well, I can guarantee the 20 votes were from the Democrats. So who is this one lone Republican that joined the Democrats in supporting these bills? No, it wasn't Senator John DeMoose. It wasn't our senator. No, it wasn't Michelle Hatenga. It was Ed McBroom from the UP. Of course it was. Now, what do these bills actually do? Well, Senate Bill 1091 deals with enshrining use of force policies. Actually mandates it for law enforcement and puts it into law. Use of force. Number two, Senate Bill 1092 puts into law that the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, known as MCOLS, must require behavioral mental health screenings, de-escalation instructions, crisis response curriculum, and implicit bias education in police officer training. Must require these things. Now, our law enforcement must go through this type of training. De-escalation, crisis response, and implicit bias education. Lastly, Senate Bill 1094 outlaws various announced police entries. It offers exemptions in imminent danger situations, and when not doing so, could inhibit crime investigations. Republican Senate Minority Leader right now, Eric Nesbitt, responded, "Our law enforcement officers have had a tough time the last few years. Between the China virus lockdowns, riots, burning down cities, basic lawlessness, being spit on, being kicked, actually being physically abused. I don't know if you guys saw that video clip out of New York City. Two illegal immigrants in a fist fight with two police officers. Picking them up, throwing them on the ground, tackling them basically, climbing on top of them, punching them in the face. Others got involved. It ended up being, I think, six or eight people physically attacking these two police officers in New York City. I don't know if it's happening in Detroit or Lansing or any other place around the state of Michigan, but that's what happened in New York. Well, Nesbitt, who voted against these bills, said, "We're putting in additional levels of bureaucracy piling up on law enforcement. We're making them having to be so careful about the way they do their jobs." I believe these bills ties their hands even more behind their back, said Nesbitt. He also suggested Democrats are ramming through the police bills because they didn't want to reach a real consensus in just a few weeks. When Republicans' incoming House majority begins for the 2025-2026 legislative term. Well, of course they are, Eric. That's what they've been doing all week, last week. It started, it's been pure insanity, folks. State Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit talked about how the bills have been worked on for several years, claiming that some of this work actually was done when the Republican-led Senate had their term back in 2021-2022. "We can support law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line for us, but we can also address the needs for responsible police practices," Chang said. Michiganders across the political spectrum want and deserve safety in their communities and interactions with law enforcement officials. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gunsmith and up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith and call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just wrapping up this story about police reform legislation. Three Senate bills being passed in the Senate early this morning, 5:30. Now heading over to the House next week. The bills originated in the Senate. Senate bills. Stephanie Chang, Democrat in Detroit, sponsored all three of the bills. In part of her closing statement during third reading and then a roll call vote, Senator Chang got up and talked about Patrick Loya, who was shot in the back of the head during a physical struggle following a Grand Rapids traffic stop back in 2022. She actually named the victim. She also mentioned George Floyd Jr. We all remember that. Back in 2020, basically had the police officer had his knee on his neck, kneeled next to him on the ground with his knee on his throat. That took place in, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota. These type of police interactions is what justified her writing these bills. Now, I've talked to Officer Rick about this. I've talked to a few others. Officer Rick says a lot of this stuff they already are being trained on, they are already aware of, and they actually use most of this already in their everyday activities interacting with the public. So what is the need? What is the purpose? Well, she's from Detroit. Are there horror stories coming out of Detroit? She's hearing from constituents. These are problems they're having with the Detroit police officers. I don't know. But I found it very interesting that she was the only sponsor of these bills. Nobody else wanted to sponsor these, which you can do. But that's normally not how it's done. You reach out to your colleagues in the Senate. You talk to a few people over in the House. You get them to basically introduce the same language in the House, in a House bill, usually where they put some type of appropriation for funding the enforcement or implementation of whatever bill it is you're working on. I remember back in the day when we passed Right to Work, we put in $1 million appropriation to print up break room posters. Most small businesses have break rooms. Microwave, kitchen sink, that's usually where the coffee maker is at. Small little table, perhaps with a couple of chairs. Employees can go in there, pop something into the microwave, have a cup of coffee with it, get back to work. Well, we put $1 million appropriation to print up those posters informing employees that we were no longer a forced unionized state. They had the option of opting out of being a member, a dues-paying member to the union. If they wanted to pay the administrative fee, I believe it's 20% of the total number of real dues charged to most workers, they could pay the administrative fee and get collective bargaining representation. Well, I don't know what appropriation would be needed for these bills, but they passed the Senate and now they head to the House, which we are finding out again, they're going to have an extended session next week and the following Monday, December 23rd. That's how many bills the Democrats are ramming through this lame duck session. They've got to come back to Lansing for one day, Monday, December the 23rd. Day before Christmas Eve. I've never seen that in 12 years of doing this show. Never seen it once. But they've got to get their bucket list done. Why? Because the Republicans are coming. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats in the House. Matt Hall has already been voted on in caucus to be the next speaker. And they start right after the first of the year. So let's get all of our honeydews done, our bucket list. Every single progressive, in my opinion, stealing our rights and our freedoms, spending a ton of money on these bills. So let's get it done next week and the Monday after, and then bye-bye Democrats, at least in the House. And what does that give us, folks? Lame duck. Gridlock. That's what it gave us. Lame duck will be over, and then we start gridlock after the first of the year. That's if Matt Hall and the Republicans have the spine to do it. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock